We're talking with Jeff Scott, canola producer, a farmer in the north central part of our state. And Jeff, you continue in these officer chairs, both Great Plains canola, but U.S. canola as well. What's going on that you're trying to keep up with as far as your executive committee, some things going on in D.C. and the like?
You know, it's good to be involved with these different organizations, and especially on the national level. You know, we're able to go in with that group and interact with Congress and try to affect some changes that trickle down into Oklahoma as well as the other states. So looking forward to a farm bill coming at us. We know we're going to be seeing some changes there, and so that's kind of what we're prepping for is the forward fight ahead with trying to get another farm bill passed.
I would think you're probably watching everything going on in and around funding for crop insurance and the like as well.
Correct. You know, we're going to continue to see heated battles on all budgetary items like that, and so something that's always on the focus with us.
The canola industry here in the Southern Plains, we had quite a bit of growth. We've had some retrenchment now. What are you hearing from your neighbors and folks you talk to across this region?
I've really kind of enjoyed it, Ron. You know, we blew up in acres. We pulled back. It hurt me too. You know, we had 2014. I didn't harvest an acre. But you've got to ride out the ups and downs. So a lot of guys that last fall bailed out, didn't plant canola. They just said they couldn't grow it anymore, are now planning on going back 500-800 acres. You know, and you're hearing this, gosh, why didn't I plant it? Why didn't you push me to plant it? And that's what I want to stress to people. Start a system, start a rotational system, and stick with it. You're going to have ups and downs with it, just like you are with your wheat, your cattle, or any other thing that you grow. But get an integrated system started and stick with it. That way, when you have wonderful, wonderful years like this, you're able to take advantage of it. You're able to see the benefits from your wheat, your rotation with your wheat, bringing that canola in every 3 or 4 years. Great, great yields everywhere. So I think it is still continues to be a very successful rotation, probably the best option we have west of I-35. And I just encourage people to get out there, put some acres in, and enjoy the benefits of growing canola.
And one of the keys, obviously, and the reason that OSU really started promoting this several years ago, those weed benefits and just the ability to have that invigorated wheat to follow it.
Yeah, cleaning up. You know, we're continuing. Every year I get amazed on how much ryegrass is in our wheat crop. And this is a very, very good method to clean those crops up. And the yield benefit and the quality benefit. And, you know, there's a checklist of good for canola rotation. You know, you're not going to grow it back-to-back every year, but it is a very good integral part of a crop rotation system to clean up your wheat, make it more valuable, along with growing a valuable canola crop.
In your conversations with the agribusiness community, are we in pretty good shape with our seed suppliers and whatnot as we get ready to buy seed for this 2016 planting season?
Yes, with the wonderful production year we had this year, seed supplies should not be a problem. So I would still encourage people, go out there, pre-order, pre-book. It's time to be getting that seed bought. As well as, if you are in a written agreement county with crop insurance, get that paperwork done. It's the 1st of August. We've got to get on top of this. We can't wait till the last minute.
August 31 is the deadline for canola.
Yes. So you may think you have a month. Get it going. If there's a problem and they reject it and you have to reapply or send some other information in or whatever, give yourself the time to do that. So would really encourage people, get started on it today.